Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On today's podcast, we're talking about AI shopping agents and how they're going to change your life. Before we get into that, I want to talk about our school community real quick. We had an amazing Black Friday special last week. We lowered the price to $18 for a limited time. We said we would raise it to $100 this week, but in good conscience, we can't do that because it's Cyber Monday today. So we are extending the deal for one more week. If you join, you can lock in the $18 per month price point forever. It's going to go up to $100 the following week. Jaden has promised this, and it's going to happen. So you're going to want to be a part of it because it has almost 250 members, and we talk about strategies, ways we're using AI, and making money with it weekly. So, and there's tons of amazing members in it who are doing the same and sharing their valuable insight. So if you're not a part of it, you should check it out. It's awesome. But Jaden, why don't you tell us about these AI shopping agents?
Yeah. Okay. So definitely get that Cyber Monday deal. But this is so fascinating. Okay. The first thing I think a lot of people say is like, no way am I giving like an AI agent like my credit card and letting it shop for me. Who knows what it's going to buy? My personal like apprehension with something like this is like, we have people like OpenAI talking about the fact that they're trying to add ads into their AI models. Like if you really gave an AI agent just your credit card and said, hey, go buy me like the best vacuum cleaner that I need. Like, would you, I don't know. It just feels like I would have this like lacking of trust with some AI models that instead of just buying me the best thing, it would go and maybe buy a sponsored thing or something like that. So you definitely would want to work with a company that has no sponsorships, but all of those kind of concerns out of the way, like, would this be more convenient? And I think the answer is yes. You could see this, there's precedent for this where people essentially hire shoppers to go do work for them. Like a lot of people that are in the, Jamie and I aren't quite there yet. We hope someday to be there, but like, I know people, I've heard podcasts of people in the tech space where like they have so much money, they don't want to go to the grocery store and shop. So they hire a personal chef. They go do all the shopping. They hire someone to take care of like all the different elements of their life. And those people are doing all the shopping for them. So like humans have been automating this stuff. And I think obviously, while that's expensive to hire an entire person to just do shopping for you, if you could get it all done for virtually free, just having an AI agent do it, I think it could be really useful. I'm curious, Jamie, between you and your wife, how much time do you think is spent shopping, grocery shopping alone every week?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think the first step and one of the biggest ways that this will actually be implemented, so my wife does grocery shopping online. So she no longer goes into the grocery store because we have a 11-month-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And so going grocery shopping with them is nearly impossible. So she will order online like through Walmart and then go pick it up at the store. So she'll drive to the store still, pick up the groceries, but she has to do her shopping online. But within, let's say Walmart, they have saved shopping lists. So what I could see in the future with this AI integration would be like, hey, can you order my weekly shopping list from Walmart? Let me know when I can go pick it up. And then it would pull that data from Walmart, from the actual saved list she has, and then purchase it for her. So that to me seems more practical and more useful than maybe researching a new product and then purchasing it. I don't know. I think I'm with you where I'm a little bit more conscious of or wary of letting an AI buy something new for me that I have never purchased before. But Perplexity, as we've mentioned before, has great comparisons. And I think I would trust Perplexity to find me the best of something, especially if they disclosed if it was sponsored or not.
100%. Yeah, I think the disclosure would be make all the difference. And like you mentioned, Perplexity is not the only one working on this, but I think they're the first one to really roll this out. They have their new shopping feature for pro users in the US, where essentially you're able to go and you're able to go and do searches, and they have kind of like Google Shopping actual products built in. Now, I think this is interesting for people trying to make money, because this is a great way for you to try to get your products, whether you know this is available now or in the future, your products, inevitably you're going to want to get shown in these results. So I think this is a really good space to keep an eye on. But beyond that, something that's really interesting to me is just the fact that Perplexity is the first, but there's other people working on this. Reportedly, OpenAI and Google are both developing their own agents that will be able to make purchases for you. Anthropic recently rolled out a really cool tool that can take over your computer and do stuff like that, book flights, etc. And Amazon is definitely getting into this space, because if you've ever been on Amazon recently, they have a new chatbot called Rufus. Jamie and I have both covered this in the past, but Rufus is able to essentially answer any questions you might have about different products and give you links to new products that, you know, they recommend you buy. So I think all of these companies, as we know that this year is essentially the year of agents. OpenAI said this is their big focus this year, is going to be creating agents. So these AI models that can autonomously do things. You can think of Anthropic that's taking over your computer screen and doing whatever you tell it to do. Someone said, go plan me a trip and do all this stuff, and it's clicking on tabs and doing it. So you can imagine, like, this is the direction that all of these are going to do. Perplexity is partnering with Stripe to essentially leverage some payment features, and they're repurposing them for AI agents. So allowing AI agents to actually go and make these purchases. Absolutely fascinating. I think we're going to have to see some like really interesting changes, but I think that this is definitely going to be a game changer. Google's AI agent apparently needs access to your credit card information, which of course some people are going to be a little bit hesitant about, but I think there's a bunch of companies, including Google, Amazon, Apple, Shopify, that already store that data. They don't have to actually give it to the agent. They can kind of have it anonymous. And so I think, you know, there's going to be ways to protect this. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of companies that spring up that do this, like give a AI agent a bank account or a credit card with like some sort of limit, and you're only allowed to buy certain things kind of deal. But overall, I think this is really, really fascinating.
I wanted to quick pause before we moved on in this article, because it mentioned a company I totally forgot about, and that is Rabbit. Rabbit got a lot of hate last year, because they released a really sci-fi looking device that people didn't really understand. They thought it would be like, why can't that just be an app? But one thing I remember taking away from that presentation is he described it being, instead of an LLM, large language model, it was a large action model, where the AI actually takes action for you. And I think I think it was a little too early to catch on. I think, AI hadn't been around long enough, and I don't think the tech was there at the time, obviously, either, but maybe they'll make a comeback. Cause I thought that was, when I first heard about it, I thought it was kind of a cool concept, but maybe just a little early. So we'll see.
100%. I think that this is going to be interesting. We're definitely seeing this. Perplexity, OpenAI, Google, all of these people are working on it. And if it's going to save you time, like I agree, Jamie, I'm in the exact same boat where we used to do like Walmart deliver or pickup, I think during COVID and stuff, where I'd go to Walmart and we'd order online and they just load it into my car. Then once we discovered Walmart delivery, which is like $100 a year, and they just drop it off at your house, we've just been doing that because, again, you know, we've had babies and all this kind of stuff over the last year, and it is so much more convenient and it's not as super affordable. So I think that it's not a far off bet to automate that one more level and just say, like if Walmart comes out with an AI, which I think would be cool. Otherwise you can use definitely any of these other, you know, third parties, but just be like, hey, go look at my shopping lists over the last few weeks. Here's a picture of what's currently in my pantry. Here's a picture of what's currently in my fridge. Based off of what I usually order and what I usually make and what I have left, go just order me everything I'm missing for my regular, you know, grocery haul. It's so interesting because literally just giving it that information, it could probably get you everything you buy, everything you normally need, and get it all delivered to your front door without you having to do hardly anything other than take a couple pictures and you're done. So I think even just ordering groceries takes my wife, definitely, it's like something I think every Sunday night, she's like writing out her list to get a Monday morning order of groceries. And I think this would be something that would just automate that even more and be super, super cool.
For sure. Listen, thank you for listening to the podcast today. If you appreciated it or got any value from it, please be sure to leave us a review. It means the world to us, and we read every single one. And also check out the school community. Again, you got one more week to lock in that $18 per month, and then it's going up to 100. So check it out. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.